So, how can we remain simple while practicing bhakti intelligently? Because intelligence can make us too calculative or over smart. There is simple mindedness and there is simple heartedness. Simple heartedness means we have simply one purpose. We don't have any ulterior motives. Our purpose is to move closer to Krishna. Our purpose is to serve Krishna more and more. So that simple heartedness is what a devotee needs. So it's not that, I am practicing bhakti and we all have other motives, but we don't nourish those motives. I'm not practicing bhakti so that I'll become famous, so that people respect me, how clever I am, how religious I am, how this I am. Those motives will be there, but when they come, we beat them down. We don't nourish them consciously. So we need to be simple-hearted. In terms of Krishna is our purpose. A simple-mindedness means, actually it's like a simpleton. A person who cannot analyze things very deeply. A person who just naively believes anyone and everyone. So as bhaktas, we are not meant to be simple-minded. We have to be simple-hearted. Now, as far as practicing bhakti intelligently and becoming over-smart or too calculative is concerned, calculation is not bad. Krishna also says, if say, when he talks about surrender, not Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Padma Purana, when they talk about surrender, what do they say? Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. That which is favorable, I accept. That which is unfavorable, I avoid. Now that means I have to decide, isn't it? What is favorable, what is unfavorable? And that requires some amount of calculation. The word calculative is usually used in negative sense. But again, we can go back to the word discerning. So what is favorable, what is unfavorable, I have to consider that. And there's nothing wrong in that. Say, if I have limited time for practicing bhakti, then if I spend that time chit-chatting with a devotee who is known to just gossip about various things, I may say I'm in devotee association, but I'm not associating spiritually with the devotee. Then if I may say, okay, no, I'll just offer obeisance, offer respect to the devotee, and I'll associate somebody else who inspires me in my practice of bhakti. This is not being calculative. This is just being purposeful. My purpose in coming to a temple is not just to gossip about who is doing what. That I could do in the material world also. So if I'm coming to temple, that is to go closer to Krishna. So being purposeful in that sense of what serves our purpose, that is actually essential for the practice of bhakti. So calculative is a negative word for it, but a positive word is more of discerning. Now we could become calculative even in the practice of bhakti in terms of fulfilling our own agendas in bhakti. This person is in a position of power. So if I please them, then they can do a lot of things for me. This person is an insignificant person. A devotee, but we consider insignificant. I don't pay any attention to them. If we start doing like that, then what is our purpose itself has changed. Our purpose is become more get position, get power or whatever. And if the calculation is done for that purpose, then that would be unhealthy for our bhakti. But if we are doing analysis or discerning for the purpose of what is favorable for our bhakti, then that is desirable. In fact, that is essential. So over smart can also mean in a philosophical sense that if whenever we hear the philosophy, we start asking questions, we start doubting, we start becoming critical. So that can become a problem because in any field, we grow gradually. It's not that when a student starts studying physics first day, all the questions about physics are answered. One has to have faith. Okay, this teacher, he or she has taught for a long time, and they know the subject. It is that not all questions can be answered on the first day, so we have to have some faith. So, it is said on the spiritual path, the intelligence should be our minister, not our master. A minister is one who gives us advice. Master is one who tells us, do this, don't do this. So our intelligence, we should definitely be taking guidance from the intelligence. But just because, or rather than intelligence, we could use the word reason or logic, which is one aspect of intelligence. So everything in bhakti, all the aspects of the philosophy may not be immediately understood in terms of logic. Because Krishna is transcendent to everything, that means he's transcendent to logic also. So Jiva Goswami says that if he talks about achintyatva of Krishna. Achintyatva means inconceivability. And he says that if the absolute truth is truly absolute, if the supreme is truly supreme, then that means he should be superior to our intelligence. And therefore, we will not be able to understand him fully with our intellect. Sometimes we may find some aspects of the philosophy which we don't understand immediately. So it's not that because I don't understand this, so I'll just not move forward. I will not practice bhakti. Unless you answer this question, no, I'll not. No, we have to use our intelligence. Okay, okay, I don't understand. How important is it really? I can ask somebody else. Maybe I'll find out later. And we move onwards in our bhakti. So if we let our intelligence get us stuck in any one place and over one particular issue and don't move forwards, then we will not, then also we will, our intelligence will do disservice to us. So being simple-hearted means, say for example, studying the Bhagavatam. The purpose of the Bhagavatam is to help Parikshit Maharaj remember Krishna. It's also to help us remember Krishna. If I come to the fifth canto cosmology in the Bhagavatam, why does it make sense to me? How do I understand this? Well, yes, there are devotees who have written books about reconciling fifth canto cosmology with modern scientific cosmology. If we really have interest, we can study that. But we don't have to become obsessed about that. This is just some pre-scientific mythology. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in this Bhagavatam only. And we reject it. Not like that. We have to understand this is just, this is what helped Parikshit Maharaj to remember Krishna at that time. Now, if it is helping me to remember Krishna, I'll study it deeply. If it is not, I'll be respectful, but I don't understand it and I don't have the time or the energy to try to understand this right. Let me keep moving forward in Bhagavatam and let me come to the heart of the Bhagavatam, that is the 10th canto, the remembrance of Krishna. So that way, intelligence, we can be purposeful in making sure that we keep moving towards Krishna. So if we use our intelligence to discern what is right and what is good for our bhakti and what is not so good for our bhakti, and that intelligence will never obstruct us in our bhakti. That won't make us over smart. But if we let the intelligence alone decide everything that we are going to do, including whether to practice bhakti or not, then that can lead to problems. Okay? Hare Krishna.